coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Okay, so we have a fantastic show planned for today. We're going to hit three topics very, very quickly, and there's going to be an announcement made today that is going to change the landscape of bodybuilding as we move forward. So keep listening hard. So Science for Humans, we're going to talk about anabolic steroid use with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. And then we're going to be joined by a scientist from Israel to talk about the secrets of the paleo diet revealed, a discovery in Israel of what a plant-based menu looked like for our prehistoric ancestors. Very, very interesting. And then we're going to wrap it up talking about a method of training that's becoming more and more popular with bodybuilders because of the flexibility that it imparts, yoga for athletes. That's later in the show. And, of course, I have to play this music without botching it up.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
Hey, Carl, I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good, good. So today's topic about anabolic steroid use is a topic that you're quite equipped to discuss because you were not always a spectator in this area of bodybuilding, right?
Correct. You know, and it's one of those topics that people don't want to discuss, and people have, you know, they have the wrong impression about it. You know, one of the things that really irritates me, Carl, is someone on the sidelines going, oh, you know, I could be like, I'll just say Arnold Schwarzenegger or LeBron James if I took drugs.
Right.
You know, everyone thinks that, you know, top-end athletes are the way they are because of anabolic steroids. And I want to throw out there, no, you could not. You know, you're never going to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're never going to be a LeBron James. I mean, those are just two examples of people that have just unbelievable talent, you know.
And so genetics. And genetics.
And genetics. And you can't train like they did. I remember back in my days, you know, people telling me, oh, you know, I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to look like you. And it's like, you're never going to look like me.
That is such an insult to somebody that's trained a decade to look like that. And then somebody goes, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to look like that. So I'm just like,
I had a guy,
you couldn't look like that if you wanted to. Why would you say something like that?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I had a young guy in the gym kind of pull the whole same thing. And obviously, I'm retired now, but I still, you know, I still like training. I said to him, he's 22 years old. I said, I guarantee you couldn't make it through one workout with me, and I'm almost three times your age.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you'll be burnt out in the first 15 minutes. I had him puking on a leg day.
Seriously.
About 20 minutes. Seriously. He's like, why do you train so fast? I go, fast. I go, you're slowing me down, man.
Right.
He quit and left. And I actually did not see him back in the gym for almost a year. He went to another gym.
Yeah, because he was embarrassed that he made a fool of himself. So it's interesting that you were talking about this because just this week, Sunday, I published a blog called You Got That Body by Gear. This is a frustration of mine, too. Often when you see fantastic athletes sharing their pictures on Facebook or social media, there's always the one schmuck who types in gear or drugs or something, you know, obviously a juice pig. I remember I posted a picture of myself one day and somebody called me a juice pig. And I'm hardly a bodybuilder. I mean, I'm not. But the point is that what that statement really says is nothing about the person that they're trying to slam. And everything about them and the fact that they don't have what it takes to dedicate
days, weeks, months, and years. Missing Thanksgiving dessert, you know, 10 years in a row to get that level of body. So instead, they're going to steal, they're going to rob you of all of your deserved credit.
Well,
and just say drugs.
That, but, you know, that's the way these idiots are. And I'm sorry to use the idiot word, but, you know, they'll sit in front of the TV and criticize professional football players. You know, they'll be yelling at the coach, oh, you know, this guy's no good. It's like, you know, but they do it all the time. So the reason why I wanted to say that is because, you know, let's quit blaming everything on drugs. Now, I'm definitely not an advocate for drugs. That's why I thought this was a good topic to discuss, because, again, people hear about steroids, anabolic steroids, sports-enhancing things, gear, whatever you want to call it, and the sport has gotten a reputation that, oh, everyone is using steroids. They don't think any football players, basketball, track and field, none of those people, they're all natural, but it's only the bodybuilders. So again, it's gotten that facade, you know, where a lot of, you know, top people who have great physiques have never touched steroids. I saw a T-shirt one time that said something like, no, I don't use steroids, but thanks for the compliment.
I know. I love that. I love that T-shirt.
Isn't that great?
That's one of my favorites. I know.
Yeah. So, you know, again, that's kind of my starting spiel.
Okay, so for the person who's listening to this show who has no idea about steroids, explain what steroids are. Because, I mean, technically, estrogen is a steroid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we're talking about, you know, steroids, we're talking about anabolic steroids. We're talking about synthetic things because our bodies, both male and female, we have steroid hormones. I mean, male have more testosterone than women, but women also have testosterone. That's what causes us to grow when we're young. I mean, that's just a normal process. What has happened is, you know, years and years and years ago, the drug companies figured out a way to make a steroid. They were first designed for people with stunted growth, with medical conditions. They weren't designed the way they're being used by athletes, or even by the way the medical profession is now using them for low T. They had a whole different avenue, and of course, no one really looked at the side effects back then. The drug companies now don't look at the side effects. But somewhere, some athlete took this and found out that they were able to recover a little bit better. You know, the thing you have to realize is that when you take these synthetic steroids, it completely shuts down your body's production of testosterone, and you are now relying 100% on the synthetic. That's one of the reasons why they're so dangerous, is because they're psychologically addicting. You know, when you elevate your testosterone levels to a point where, I mean, you're feeling invincible, and then you cut that away. That's why men, you know, as they age and their testosterone levels go down, they're depressed,
mm-hmm.
they're tired, they're moody. Well, you know, think of going running at 500% and then dropping down to 2%. I mean, mentally, you just can't handle that. And that's why it's so difficult for people to not become addicted to this drug and why it's abused, you know. So that's what we're talking about, anabolic steroids. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is they are illegal. Somewhere around 1985 or 86, federal government decided they would be a Schedule III narcotic, which is the same as cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines. And it's funny that, you know, people don't want to think of it as that because, you know, whatever their preconceived notions. But you know what? Other drug addicts think the same thing about heroin and cocaine, that, oh, they're not dangerous. You know, I can handle them. I'm not going to get addicted. But guess what? You are.
So it's also important to understand the pedigree of anabolic steroids in sports. For people who don't know this, the adaptation of a category of uses for anabolic steroids in sports was actually promoted by the pharmaceutical industry. Somewhere around the 70s, maybe the early 70s, late 60s, SIBA started to circulate flyers in gyms about a little pink pill called Dianabol that would allow you to build muscle. In fact, York Barbell was one of the proving grounds for D-Bol. And even though John Grimmick didn't like it, he said it didn't work for him. But there were some athletes that it did work for. So, you know, when we demonize anabolic steroids in sports, we have to understand that that genie was let out of the bottle by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, years ago, the by the way, the Dianabol was a little blue tab.
Okay, sorry.
But, yeah, it was widely used. And I remember when I was in college, I needed to do my junior and senior year, I had to do a two-year thesis. And for whatever reason, I chose the pros and cons of anabolic steroids. So I did a two-year research thesis on this. Back then when, again, there was the little Dianabol, there were some things out. It wasn't illegal. It was only a misdemeanor to have it without a prescription, as long as you got a doctor's prescription. So it was interesting because part of my thesis, I thought, I can't really make a determination one way or the other. This is about the pros and cons. You know, I need to try it to be able to actually put my opinion in. I went to the school doctor and I said, hey, you know, I'm doing this thesis. Can you give me some Dianabol? And they went and got me some. And I tried it and I determined that it didn't do anything. I mean, that was kind of my
So it seems to be the definitive factor between those who thought it did something and those who didn't back then at its inception and introduction was really the dose. So I think the prescription for it, well, most doctors were prescribing to their athletic patients 2 to 3 a day. Because it had a very short half-life, from what I remember, even though it was methylated, it didn't last long. And so they were prescribing 2 to 3 a day, and then athletes out in California started to realize that you had to take 10, 15, or 20 a day, and then all of a sudden the lights went on. It was like, oh, man, I'm getting huge. Muscles are holding a lot more water. I'm getting stronger. Okay, I'm breaking out really bad with acne all over my back, but you know what? Who cares? That's what they were thinking.
Well, and that was the issue, you know, is – again, you know, in America, if one is good, five must be better. You know, I was expecting to take 30 of these little pills in a month, and then I was expecting that I literally was going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, that's what I thought from everything I read. You know, half of everything said they really aren't effective. It's more of a placebo. The other half, you know, I'm looking at bodybuilders like Mike Metzger, you know, used to post his drug cycle in Muscle and Fitness going, well, how are these guys looking like this? I work out. And when I didn't, in 30 days, you know, gain 25 or 30 pounds of muscle, to me at that point it was like, they're not doing anything. They don't do what they claim. Now, that was only one tablet a day, you know, so obviously it was a very small dose. I'm sure it did something, but again, my testosterone was still at its fullest, so it really wasn't going to benefit it.
Wow! If you didn't have a drop in testosterone, then you really weren't taking near enough because the body was going, "Oh, this isn't significant. I'm not turning down the testes right now."
Nah, it's like, nah. What is this stuff? You know, I mean, I didn't notice anything, and then that was it. That was my introduction.
So you had to come away from that feeling let down by the whole allure and promise of anabolic steroids.
I finished my conclusion that it doesn't work. You know, I didn't want to write that I tried it because, again, it wasn't supposed to be that type of paper. But again, for me, I gotta find out if something is real or not. I mean, you know, okay, I'm writing about the pros and cons, but let's get down to the nut and bolts. And yeah, I was disappointed. I walked away going, you know what? Arnold works as hard as I thought he was. I mean, I used to take education of a bodybuilder into the gym. I couldn't do all that stuff he did. I couldn't stick on a diet like he did. Now, again, I'm 20 years old. I'm in college.
Right.
I'm playing football.
Right.
You know, but I realized that there's going to be to look like that is a whole lot of dedication that I can't do right now. You know, it's
okay.
Not
so, so I have to ask you something, and then I want to bring us into the break because this is really going a lot better as a discussion than I thought we were sticking to just the questions. This is really great. So you walked away from that, which means that you must have built a lot of muscle before you even looked back at that.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the mindset of, you know, building muscle without them and tricks that helped you with your natural training. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb, Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You create
welcome back
misery. Have your
Dr. Jeff is just telling us about his early experiences with anabolic steroids. And like a lot of things in life, he was let down because the devil is in the details. So you walk away from this self-experiment, which you're pretty bold, I got to be honest with you. And the idea that you were doing a paper on it kind of just legitimized this. Like, no, I'm not doing this to see if I can get bigger and stronger. I'm doing this paper.
Yeah.
But you walk away from that let down. So what do you do? Do you just learn? You just decide, I'm going to train harder. I'm going to train smarter. What's your strategy?
I had always trained hard. You got to remember, in high school, I was bench pressing 300 pounds. I was setting state records in the powerlift, deadlift, squat. School record as a 17-year-old squat of 660 pounds.
Yeah.
This is raw, you know. I mean, this is no suits. We always used knee wraps and we always wore weight belts. So when I got into college, I mean, I was so far ahead as a muscular athlete, you know. My football coach who recruited me put in a brand new weight room. We had a better weight room than most Division I schools in the early 80s. So again, I always trained hard. I always lifted. So to me, I wasn't looking to try this thinking, oh, geez, it was just a paper, you know. If they really do what they're going to do, I'll see what happens. So I just continued on. I remember entering the Ohio State powerlifting meet, and just for fun. And I walked into it with a weight belt on, and that's all I had. I had a nice big weight belt that I bought, you know, a powerlifting belt. And these guys were looking at me going, are you crazy? What are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean what I'm doing? I'm just here to compete. They're like, you got no suit. You got no wraps, no wrist wraps. And there I am squatting 700 pounds, and they're freaking out. And then, of course, you know, powerlifters talk. They're like, what are you taking? I'm like, what am I taking?
My mother makes a mean pasta fazool.
Yeah, I said, I got some watermelon and water here, and, you know, I'm going to go probably have McDonald's or something because, you know, I didn't eat all that good.
Right, right.
And they're like, no, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Well, what are you taking? What kind of supplements? I go, oh, well, you know what? I got this Joe Weider crash gain. And they're like, no, steroids. I'm like, dude, no, that stuff don't work. Anyhow, they were all flipping out because here I am. These guys are, you know, 10, 15 years older than me, and I'm killing them. And they're looking at me going, something ain't right. Either this kid's lying or he's just got
he's a freak.
Natural talent.
You're a freak.
That's what I did. I just continued because my goal was to play professional football, so I had to out-train, out-lift, out-run. I mean, that's just how my being was. And I never wanted to cheat. I didn't want to cheat out of a position. I didn't want to buy my way into the position. You know, I had no problem with, if I thought a coach was wrong, saying, you know what, I want a second shot. You know, give me a chance at this. My dad had taught me at a young age, if you want something, you know, you got to stand up for what you want, but you got to tell the coach, hey, I want to play this position, and that's what I did.
Right.
But in order to do that, you know, I came across a little arrogant, a little cocky, which I was. You know, when you look back on it, probably was a bad thing, but it got me through what I needed. I remember then, you know, I got hurt, and I didn't go into the NFL. I missed a tryout, and that summer in 1982, the friends at the gym said, hey, bodybuilding show, Mr. Lorraine, you should go enter it. I'm like, oh, okay. I knew nothing.
It wasn't even on your radar, right? It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
No, the show was like July 15th, and I get home from school like June 4th, and I'm going, all right. So a friend of the gym says, oh, well, you need to go on a diet. I'm like, okay, well, tell me what to do. He gave me some pointers, and I went on a diet, and I went into the show, and I won it. And that was it. I got hooked.
You won it because you had so much more muscle probably than a lot of the other guys.
I had so much more muscle. I didn't know anything about posing, dieting. I wasn't fat anyhow, so I just went on a little diet, you know.
Right.
I remember my brothers telling me how crabby I was because I had never restricted my food, so I didn't know what to do.
Right.
But again, I'm sure there were guys in the show, you know, using steroids and stuff, and here comes me. I take the whole thing over. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I wore for posing trunks. I probably wore my swim trunks or something, you know.
That's funny. That's hilarious. We're getting close here. I don't want to leave this segment without saying two things.
Yeah. Anabolic steroid use and abuse is very, very different than HRT. HRT is prescribed by a doctor, and blood tests are done, and they keep you in what is considered physiological levels of testosterone for a man. Very, very different. And for guys out there who are starting to notice changes in their mood, in their body, in their energy, should pursue a doctor and look for hormone replacement therapy. And if that is not an option or you don't want to go right there, I'm going to do a shameless pimp job here, but Dr. Jeff has a product called Test Charge that is a pine pollen-derived product from a unique pine that only grows in the highest points in Montana, and it is a testosterone mimetic. It looks like testosterone to the body. It binds to the androgen receptor. It stimulates the AR to do the things that testosterone does. So it not only will get the body kicking again and wanting more testosterone, but it'll help nudge it along at the same time by giving it some support. And so, you know, this is a great opportunity for you out there who's listening to this and going, well, you know, I have lost some energy. Let me try something that's legitimate, because there's a lot of crap out there. A lot of crap out there. So I just want to
develop this for myself. I mean, that was for, because I chose not to go the HRT. And again, like you said, to a doctor, nothing wrong. But I choose to go this route because I'm a firm believer that, you know, everything is out in nature. If put into the right combination, is manufactured correctly, and that's what I found with Test Charge. So if anybody wants some information or you want to get a free copy of the book, 20 Ways to Boost Your Testosterone Levels Naturally, go to Superhuman Radio. Just say, Dr. Jeff, give me some info on low T, and I'll give you that absolutely free.
Yeah, and the way to get to Dr. Jeff is on the homepage down at the bottom right-hand side. You'll have to scroll down a little bit. There's a banner that says "Ask the Jeff," and it's got ask the scientist, and it's got a picture of a really handsome scientist on it. We had to use a picture. It's not really Dr. Jeff, so don't fall in love.
Yeah,
ladies.
It's photoshopped it there, you know.
Yeah, just so, send it to him there.
Carl,
say, hey, get me some. I got low T. Help me out. That's it.
Yeah, we got time for my big announcement, man.
Yes, please. Yes.
So, you know, again, because of the rampant run of drugs in sports, I got tired of the way the federations have gone, a sport that helped me get to where I am, and I wanted to make a change and make a difference. So I connected with a good friend of mine, Eddie Robinson, and we acquired the NABA Federation, the Natural Amateur Bodybuilding Association, and we also acquired the Pro League, the WBF, the World Bodybuilding Federation. And we are going to be revamping and launching a brand new federation, Athletes for Athletes. We're going to bring things back to the classic look, how it used to be, you know, in the Arnold.
Sustainable without drugs, exactly.
Beautiful, you know, women not looking like guys. So everyone is going to be able to compete. We'll have all the same divisions, bikini, classic, physique. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. You're going to see more about this new federation, what it's going to be involved in. And our goal is that if you turn pro, why shouldn't you be able to make a living from the great sport of bodybuilding? Why are bodybuilders the only people who have to have a real job? Why do all other athletes live off of their sport when they become a professional? So that's our goal, is that if you turn professional, that you'll be actually able to make a good living, you know. So,
what we should do is, Eddie's been on the show before, but it was probably at least 10 years ago. We should get him on the show in an upcoming Science for Humans, and let's talk about the goals of this new organization. How about that?
Absolutely, and you know, Eddie will be kind of handling the contest, the judging, and I'll be doing, you know, all the other stuff that kind of go along with that. But yeah, he'll be good to have on the show. So.
Listen, Dr. J, thank you very much, and we will talk to you next week. How's that sound?
Yes, sir. Have a good one, man. See you, everybody.
You too, brother. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, going to talk about some recent research, discovery that actually gives us a glimpse into how and what our Paleolithic ancestors ate. Stay tuned.
Do you know
know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514.
516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You know, I was just thinking during the break, I'm so privileged to do this show. For 11 years, I've had the opportunity to connect with some of the brightest and most brilliant minds in science. I really am blessed. Just a stream of consciousness, that's all. Anyway, so, you know, discussions about the paleo diet continue to rage on. There's lots of different camps out there, the no-carb camp, the high-fi fat camp, and obviously in between there are those of us who try to look to history and evolution to predict what foods are better for us to eat. A lot of times we have to extrapolate from what we think or what is logical when we look back in time, because there's really no real evidence. There's some things that point to evidence, and we go, okay, well, it looks like this, but the facts tend to be different when they are discovered. My next guest is Professor Naama Goren-Inbar with the Institute of Archaeology at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Welcome to the show, Professor Naama.
Thank you.
So, you know, paleo is very popular. Is it popular in Israel? It's very, very popular here in the United States.
It's emerging. It takes some time, but it's here already.
Now, I understand you're an archaeologist, and you're not on the nutritional side of this at all. You're just into discovering what previous civilizations possessed and validate that. But do you think that the people who believe in paleo, that we should look to our ancestors for the way they ate in order to discover a healthy diet for us today, is sensible, or you think it's just a fad?
Well, I can't really have an opinion, but times changed, and research contributed much to the science of diet and nutrition, of course, and perhaps we can contribute something, but we cannot enforce the past into the present.
Yeah, you're a very good point. That's wisdom right there. Okay, so let's talk about your research. So tell me about this area by Lake, is it Hula?
We are situated with this site in the northern part of Israel, in the Jordan Valley. And the Jordan Valley, its northernmost part, is the Hula Valley. And up to 1954, there was a lake there that was drained, which was a very bad ecological mistake. But because the valley is very deep and was deep for a lot of years, it always drained into it a lot of water. So there were a series of lakes superimposed through the geological era of the Pleistocene, and also of in recent times.
So was it the fact that they were immersed in water that preserved them and then drained so that they were discoverable, or is there something unique about this valley that preserves? Because we're talking about 780,000 years ago, right? Finding artifacts
exactly.
From 780,000 years ago. That's amazing.
Yes. Well, the site is actually under the Jordan River, and we know the north-south axis of the site, which is like an African site over 3 kilometers. We don't know anything about the east-west stretch of the site. But on the eastern part of the site, we are on the Arabian Plate. On the western part of the site, we are on the Sinai Plate. And these plates are bouncing against each other, causing a lot of tectonics and enormous deformations to all the deposits that were bedded during the geological past. So What happened is that there was some push-up systems that brought the very old strata close to the surface, but it's all tilted. So we had the ability to excavate something which is supposedly have been very, very deep in the ground, but it was brought into light, as one can say, sometime more recently than during the time that it was deposited.
How exciting. What an amazing opportunity. So you found actual remnants of fruits and seeds that would indicate that these were things that, that this population was feeding on, right?
Yes, we were very fortunate that the sediments of the sites were waterlogged, and the conservation of organic material is excellent in two extremes. One extreme is extremely dry conditions. The other extreme is underwater. And in our case, this the water of the Paleohula Lake, the water of the Hula, the water that is going under the surface. So always the sediments were wet, and therefore the organic material, wood, bark, seeds, and all the plant remains, the edible plant remains, were actually excavated and analyzed and identified.
That, now that's interesting, because you would imagine that some of these are are extinct and or through selection pressure have changed into something else that we see today. What I'd like to do is I want to stay with that for a second. I'd like to take our first commercial break and come back and talk about what exactly you found there, okay? We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Nama. I'm sorry. Somebody keeps texting me. I hope it's not an emergency. I'm sorry. We're talking with Professor Nama Goren Inbar from the Institute of Archaeology, Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And we're talking about a recent discovery of the types of plant-sourced foods that our prehistoric ancestors were eating. So, what specific fruits did you find? Anything that we still eat today, Professor Nama?
We have a lot of typical Mediterranean plants that we found. I'm not going into the taxonomic, detail find, but let's say grapes. lots of nuts.
Nuts, yeah.
About seven different types of nuts or more. Some of them water nuts, others are terrestrial nuts. Some of them were growing very close to the site, others were brought in, like acorns were brought from larger distances. Basically we have a very wide, we have 55 different species of plants, of edible plants. We have seeds, we have fruits, we have nuts, we have vegetables, and we have also seeds showing that underground storage organs were there.
Oh, really? So they had a way to store. So these were kind of like backup food sources that they could store and save in case they didn't do well that day.
Well, I don't think at this time period people stored things, because we are still, three quarters of a million years ago, and there's no evidence for storage. But what we can see is a seasonality, that lots of the things have different ripening seasons or edibility seasons. So we have representatives of all four seasons, like we have them today in the landscape.
Now let me ask you. I'm sorry. I want to ask you a question, because I don't want to lose this opportunity before we run out of time for this discussion. Don't we already know these kind of things? Did they really need to be proven? Haven't we just assumed that our prehistoric ancestors, because they were creatures of opportunity, they ate plant-based diet, they ate a meat-based diet, they kind of just, we were hybrids. What really does this tell us by you finding this?
Tells us a lot, because we have concrete evidence. We have concrete evidence that they have utilized a lot or exploited a lot of what was in the plant communities available, uh-huh. But we also have a very nice data about what kind of the animal world they exploited. So if I have to summarize it, I would say that these hominins, or early humans, they had really a very wide-spectrum diet, and that's a very important point if we look at what people are suggesting at present time, you know, eat more of this and more of that. No, the width of the spectrum is emerging very nicely. They ate elephant, they ate rhino, they ate hippo, they ate lots of cervids, dama it's called. Mm-hmm. So they were really exploiting very rationally the environment in which they lived in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I think that
in the paleo community, that is really the baseline of the diet. You know, you eat healthy animal proteins, eat lots of vegetables, eat nuts. The only thing that paleo turns its back on is dairy. And then there are some paleo people who turn their back on grains, and there's a big argument going about what grains were back then and what they are today, and through modern agriculture, through conventional agriculture.
Yeah.
But I think that by and large, the only thing that paleo community disavows is dairy. They say no, we weren't milking animals back then.
Yeah, it's true, because the dairy products and husbandry was what the last 10,000 years.
Oh, was
it's
10,000?
A very, very new invention,
okay.
And therefore adaptability is limited.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Although I have to believe that. Well, maybe not. I was going to say I have to believe that if the opportunity came upon one of our prehistoric ancestors to drink milk, if it presented itself, that they would. I love that people say, oh, dogs don't drink milk. Well, that's because they can't milk a cow. But if you put a bowl of milk down on the floor, a dog will eat it that fast. You know?
Yeah, but in our sites, the size of the cow is similar to the size of the rhino. So I doubted whether they really approach it.
Oh, my goodness. It was
for
that
killing
big.
It.
Holy mackerel, that's a scary cow right there. You don't want to just pull up a stool and start pulling on that cow's udders, or you'll get eaten probably. Yeah, so there's selective breeding at its best right there. So what do you hope your group, well, before I ask this question, what other exciting things are going on? This sounds like an amazingly rich area to be in from an archaeologist standpoint. Tell me some stories. What other exciting things have you found in this dig area?
Well, we found the presence of fire, which is the earliest fire in Eurasia.
Oh,
and of
wow.
course, it has a lot of meaning in terms of what is becoming edible because of the applying the fire to it. We have found a lot of connections with Africa through the material culture of the stone tools. And I think the assemblage of edible plants is unique. It was never found in any other site. What is coming up now, and we are still working on it, is the fish. People thought and published frequently that hominids began to eat fish only when they became modern humans around 30,000 years ago.
Mm.
But we have beautiful evidence that they selectively aimed at particular carp, which was very large, and that this was a very important component of their diet.
Wow. That is so exciting. So I have to go back to fire, right? There's amongst the purists in the paleo community, there's a small but zealot-like, almost like the Maccabees of diet, a zealot-like group of individuals who literally eat everything raw beef, raw eggs.
No.
So,
no.
And they say, oh, well, our ancestors ate everything raw. But you're saying that 780,000 years ago, there's evidence that we were already cooking our food?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How do you know that? What do you find? A dirty frying pan?
Well, we don't know it. I mean, we have evidence and we interpret the evidence. First of all, we excavated over 15 large sites at this single locality that we discussed, and in each horizon we found remnants of hearths. So the fire in the fashion of hearth is there and existed repeatedly. So the people had control over fire. We found also some pieces of charcoal. We found some pieces of wood shard. And so this is beyond the question. This is the earliest in our part of the world. It will be very strange to assume that the people didn't use the fire in order to treat their consumed products, you know. This is unheard of. Even the apes prefer, when they have an opportunity, to eat something which was in the fire than another similar product which was not in the fire. So, and also we found lots of activities that were carried out around these hearths that we don't see them, but we know that they existed because of the concentrations of burned flint, burned stones that we found. And they have a particular dimensions and then characteristics. And sometimes around them we have all kinds of artifacts that most probably were used in order to crack the nuts, because we have particular stones with the hollows in them. Mm-hmm. They crack the nuts and do other functions that we cannot see, but we see the distribution of the artifacts around the hearths, around the fires.
You know, this is fascinating to me, because over the past 11 years that I've been doing the show, whenever we've gotten into this discussion about our prehistoric ancestors, the introduction of fire, when cooking actually started. And I've even had, I asked the same question to Dr. Daniel Lieberman when I had him on the story of the human body. And I said, when do you think that, how did we discover cooking food? And I don't think it was him, but someone else a long time ago said something that was plausible. They said, lightning must have struck an area, it caught fire, and then they're walking through and there's charred animals and they pick up a piece and eat it, and they go, wow, this is so much better to eat than when we catch it and kill it and eat it raw. And so what do you think? Do you have any ideas on why? How did we discover cooking food? Why would we even try?
I think there could have been an incident as you've described. The whole point is the issue of invention. It's enough that one individual will try and will find out that it's fantastic, and then the invention will hold for others as well and spread, of course. So we don't know the mechanism, but we can discuss the appearance and the repetition of a particular phenomenon as the fire and say, okay, this is fine with us. It was even an earlier find in South Africa, in the cave of Wonderwerk, that is, the fire there is older than 1 million years.
Oh,
I don't
know
what they found associated with it, whether they found any botanical remains, but it's enough that we can associate in our part of the world different activities with different finds and come to the conclusion that the abilities of these hominins were very, in a way, sophisticated, mm-hmm. and not of similar to undeveloped creatures, you know?
It's amazing. So ingenuity has been with us since the beginning.
I think we can say this, and we can actually illustrate quite sophisticated cognitive abilities to these hominins.
Professor Anama, I want to thank you so much for coming on. This is so interesting. I could go on for much longer. And you were worried that we wouldn't be able to talk for the half hour. See, I told you I talk a lot. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, there you have it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about integrating yoga into your routine. When we talk about yoga for athletes, stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever.
The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So all of us are looking for the best way to get as strong, as fast, as fit, as healthy as we can. Nobody wants to waste time in the gym or waste time doing something that's not going to push them in that direction of their goal. So truthfully, how many of you have thought about yoga? I've thought about it. And I've even taken a few classes. But I don't know. I feel like, nah, you know, if I want to have a better squat, I need to be squatting. But maybe that's not true. Maybe I need to be a little bit more open-minded about yoga. And my next guest is Ryan Cunningham. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. And so you just published a book called Yoga for Athletes.
Yes.
Why? Why did you feel compelled to do this book? What have you learned in your journey that said, wow, people aren't getting it?
I believe through the years, I've been teaching for almost 12 years, teaching yoga for almost 12 years, and I've always had clients that were athletes, either, you know, weekend warriors or just, you know, very, like marathon runners, triathletes, always coming to my yoga classes through the years. And I could see those tightnesses. I could see the restrictions. And I would integrate into my classes specific stretches for all these athletes that, you know, like the cyclists, you know, when they're training for their, you know, whatever event that they had, I would really apply certain stretches to help them increase their mobility and their flexibility to help them enhance their performance in their sport that they were training for. And I also noticed that the more that they were coming to my classes, they were becoming less injured in their trainings or just in their sport in general. So as that started happening, I opened up my studio a couple of years ago, and at the same time, I do massage therapy. So I had a lot of pro athletes coming to me, a lot of Green Bay Packers coming to me for a massage, and then I started talking them into coming to yoga, and then the same thing. They started seeing the benefits for themselves on the field and helping with all of that. So it's yoga is really just great in general for building the mobility, helping increase mobility and flexibility for everybody in every sport.
So how is yoga different than stretching? Because there's a whole anti-stretching movement out there that you must realize right now, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If you stretch before you train, you're going to hurt yourself. Stretching doesn't really help. It hurts. This study comes out and says that stretching reduces contractile force of muscle. So how is yoga different?
I think yoga, the approach to yoga is, you know, either pre or post practice or sport or whatever you're doing for your body. Yoga specifically is kind of like a time set aside. So maybe an evening class that you might, you know, walk into and take. You don't just start stretching into a deep stretch. You do a warm up. You do some warm ups, either a sun salutation or something simple to kind of warm up your body a little bit. And then you ease into deeper stretching or more specific stretching. Could be muscle body stretching or maybe even, you know, like the hips or shoulders or something. So my experience, I feel like I just don't throw somebody into a stretch. I warm them up. I see what they need specifically. I listen to their, how much energy they have, when they come to class or into a group private or a private. So really, we work our way into deeper stretching to help increase that flexibility and mobility. So it's not that you're sitting there on the floor reaching for your toes, trying to touch your toes. You know, I feel like you can integrate some movement in your stretching to kind of increase blood flow and get rid of old blood and bring in some new blood supply into certain specific areas. You know, it's not just, you know, again, sitting there stretching out your hamstring and then going on to your workout or going on to your training or your sport or anything. So I guess, like, I look at it differently like that. And I have people that do say that they don't like stretching or they think it's not worth for them to stretch until you actually try the yoga. So that I do believe there's a difference between yoga and just straight up stretching.
If I'm going to start doing yoga, I'm going to have to... Mm-hmm. I don't see myself creating a day for yoga. So I'm probably going to have to do it in a day that I've already trained, right? So would I do yoga after training? If, like, let's say I train very early in the morning. So let's say after work at 5 or 6 o'clock, there's a yoga class I want to run in then, or do I want to do yoga before and then train later in the evening?
You know, I actually leave that up to the individual because everyone's bodies are so different. And energy levels are different at different times of the day. So I actually tell the athlete to decide that on their own. So I would try a class after your workout and see how you feel the rest of the day, or take a class earlier in the day and then go to your workout or your training later on and notice the difference of how your body responds from pre or post yoga in your workouts or your trainings. because everyone's different. I actually have a marathon runner that comes to my Yoga for Athletes class specifically once a week. He comes to my class, and then he does his long runs right after. That's his yoga practice for him. He doesn't stretch after. Most people I have come, they come after their workouts, and or they make a day, you know, in between their workouts for just yoga. So everyone's different. I leave it up to the individual. Like, you know your body the best. You got to trial and error. Try something, see if it works. If it doesn't, try a different time or a different day.
So what kind of performance improvements have you seen in athletes? Like, do you have any particular stories where someone was kind of stuck with something and then they started doing yoga and it allowed them to kind of get past the plateau or reach a new level of performance?
Let me see here. I would say, like, I'll give you an example of a couple pro athletes that
yeah,
I work
perfect.
With currently.
Yeah.
So I have Mike Daniels. He's a defensive end for the Green Bay Packers. He started yoga with me probably this last summer, and it was during their off time in July. And he came in and he just was like, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking for my season ahead, for this current season right now. And basically he wanted better range of motion. He wanted greater flexibility because he felt like he was lacking that a little bit. Like, he wanted a better explosive in the line. So, he three times a week in the season, or actually in the off season, twice a week during the season, and he is committed twice a week, and his explosion, he's quick on the field. He's exploding a lot faster from the line, and that's all he wanted this year. And he's committed to twice a week in the season, and he's only getting better every single week. So that was his goal for this year, and he is happy. He is so happy with his performance, and he, like, in the off season is already planning more yoga sessions in the week in the off season.
Is that the number one reason people come to you, athletes? They come to you and they say, look, you know what? I'm losing mobility. I'm not mm-hmm. as flexible. I'm getting stiff.
Yes.
So, and do you have to treat them differently than you do, like, a mom off the streets who says, you know, I just haven't done anything for years and I'm going to start doing yoga? They're both at opposite ends of the spectrum, aren't they?
Yes. So an athlete that comes in, they know their bodies. They know their bodies very, very well. And so when they know that they're lacking something, example, Mike knew he wanted better explosion. He came in and he was telling me that. He was like, this is what I'm looking for this year. I'm going to try this. If it works, I'll stick to it. If not. But when they come in, they know their bodies. They know what they need. They know what they want. Like, example, when you said before, like, the squatting, like, I feel like if I want to squat better, I'm just going to keep squatting. Well, what might be restricting you from that deeper squat would be tight hips, tight hip flexors, maybe. Something is tight that's restricting you to squat deeper. So creating that range of motion, specific stretches, I know what to do with you to squat deeper to help you with that squat. Usually, like you're saying, like, if, you know, just someone brand new to yoga, just, you know, just a mom, doesn't, you know, just wants to try it, that's a different level of yoga. It's just more of like waking up the body, some simple breathing, some simple mm-hmm. movements, just to kind of get them to move a little bit and let them be more aware of their body that way.
But the athlete is already aware. Yeah.
They know what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
And
Intelligence, if you will. You know, they can feel what they're doing. They can feel it. Yeah, yeah. I know this is hitting my glutes.
And that's what they want to improve on even more. And that's sometimes, it's not exactly a weakness. It's more something they're consciously aware of that they want to improve to be better at the sport and to enhance themselves and to stay injury free, which is key for all athletes.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're going to talk about injuries.
All right.
So the book is called Yoga for Athletes, and it's available at Amazon.com and also BarnesandNoble.com. It's a great book.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to talk about the book when we come back, because you actually put people through the paces with the book. They can use this as a training book, right?
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
There are
few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ryan Cunningham about her new book, Yoga for Athletes. You know, a lot of people like to sign up for fancy yoga studios. They've got heat yoga. I heard Planet Fitness is coming out with a pizza yoga where you do yoga while you eat pizza. That'll attract a lot of people.
Oh, I have not heard of that.
No,
but
I'm poking
yoga and beer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, look, I'm poking fun at Planet Fitness. We have a lot of harsh things to say about Planet Fitness on this show. Only because they kick people out of their gym for looking too cut, looking too ripped, grunting too loud, lifting too heavy, working too hard, being too dedicated because they don't want to let
make the other people in the gym feel quote unquote uncomfortable. Instead of holding those people up and going, hey, you could look like this too if you work this hard, they get rid of you.
Yeah. Oh, I did not even know that.
No, and on top of that, they call themselves the judgment free zone, but they're the only gym that judges people and kicks certain people out. It's just,
oh, wow.
I see you poked the bear now. I gotta stop.
Yeah.
I gotta stop. Okay, so Yoga for Athletes. The book actually allows you to do this stuff at home, right?
Yes, absolutely. So how the book is actually laid out is I show a chapter on warm-ups, a chapter on
That I like about it is, so if you, let's say you play a sport, you actually list, like, these are the things that are good for your sport.
Sport-specific chapters,
right.
Yes. And then in each of each sport-specific chapter, I have stretches that were tailored towards that sport-specific. So I have that. And then in general, too, I have other chapters that, let's say, if you're feeling really tight in your hips, example, like if you wanted to squat deeper, I have a whole chapter on hip stretches. So that can really help if you just wanted to focus on, like, a certain part of the area of the body. So I have that, and then sports-specific stretches as well.
So I noticed that on the back of the book, you have a beautiful list in red of the sports that can benefit from this, and you've got five on one side and four on the other. So there's this missing spot that needs to be weightlifting.
I actually do have weightlifting in there. It's just not on that specific part, but the very last chapter is high intensity training. It's called Function and Power. So yes, there is that in there as well.
Excellent, because that's important too. Because I think that the people that are at the greatest risk of injuring themselves, and I can count three injuries in the past 3 years because I'm an idiot. We weightlifters really need probably more flexibility, and yes. Someone posted a really funny meme, however you pronounce it, on Facebook the other day. And it was a picture of an animal saying, you know, I really need to do a lot more cardio. Then it goes dot, dot, dot. Oh, weights. And it has a pair of dumbbells there. It's like, that's me. It's like, I know I need to be doing more of this other stuff, but oh, wait, I'd rather just go lift. And
yeah,
so I probably need to start
easy.
Doing yoga, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and that's like, you know, I have a class, literally, like, I call it Yoga for Athletes, and that's what I specialize in specifically. We just get to the point of stretching. So I just got done at the gym this morning, and my trainer used to be a power lifter, and now he's a CrossFitter, and he knows he needs yoga. So specifically, I go in, I train him and a bunch of the other trainers, and we work on range of motion for them.
Yeah.
So that's what he wants to do. He wants to get better for his, you know, his cleans and all that stuff. Like, he just wants to be a better lifter. And as he's getting older, he's also recognizing the tightnesses and the restrictions. So in order for him to keep working out, he knows he needs to do this yoga. And we do once a week, half hour once a week. And he's already seen the difference.
Wow. That's all. Just a half hour once a week. That's it.
That's all he does. That's all he'll commit to, I should say. But again, he's a guy who doesn't like yoga, but he does it because he knows he has to in order to stay injury free and to better his training and to be a better trainer himself.
Okay. So before we wrap up the interview real fast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Three movements: deadlift, squat, bench press. Throw out one good yoga movement for each of those that would contribute and cross over to improving the quality of those lifts. Deadlift.
I would have to say probably hamstrings. We're going to need a good hamstring stretch. Probably a seated forward fold, just basic, easy seated forward fold.
Seated forward fold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Squat.
Squat, hips. Probably pigeon pose. I'm going to keep that very basic too.
Pigeon
pose, and in my book, it's called TW side pigeon pose. So it's two movements that you can do that'll greatly get into the hips.
Pigeon pose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bench press.
bench, shoulders, shoulders and chest. So I have a, in my book, I, what did I call that? Let's see here. I would say, yeah, what did I call it? I would say definitely shoulders. You're going to need the, I forgot the name of it, but it's, let me see here. I would say just probably a good shoulder stretch.
Good shoulder stretch.
Very well.
What about the one that everybody makes fun of? Isn't it like the downward facing dog, but you kind of go into a reverse push up? You go down to the floor and then you push back up. Is that what that
is?
So
that's called, it's called a vinyasa. So you chaturanga down, you take an up dog, and then you go to downward facing.
Yeah. Yep. That would be good, I bet, for improving the bench press. That stretches.
I would say for mobility, yes. That would be really good for mobility and strength. Yeah. Yes.
So there you go. I put you on the spot twice. You really responded very well, and I appreciate that.
Well,
so
thank you.
Yeah, the book is called Yoga for Athletes, and it's at Amazon.com, and it's also at Barnes & Noble, and, of course, BarnesandNoble.com. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. This is an East Coast radio station, correct?
No. We're international.
No, you're international.
Yeah, the podcast goes. I mean, we have listeners on the island of Mauritius off of the coast of Madagascar. I'm not just saying that. That's true.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. The podcast, we get about 1.6 million downloads a month of the podcast.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
78% of our listeners are inside the United States, and the rest go, believe it or not, UK, then Canada, then Australia, because those are very heavy physical culture communities there. And then you can, I mean, we've got listeners in South Korea. We've got listeners all over the world, really.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we reach a lot of individuals who are deployed. We have a lot of listeners that are on Navy bases and Marine bases and Army bases all over. I just got the most wonderful hoodie from Kuwait from one of our listeners who's actually now working with the show. He's going to be blogging for us.
That's amazing. Well, this book would be great for all of them because I know they work out a lot too.
Yeah, they have.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Dr. John Parker, if you're listening, I know he'd like this book about yoga because he's all into this better function, is better health. So
perfect.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Okay.
I was going to say thanks so much for being on the show, and it's a cool book, and I hope people buy it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And listen to the show. You'll like it. You'll like the show. Listen to it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I stepped on you.
No, I definitely will.
Go ahead.
No. This is absolutely amazing. I love this. So this is everything that I love. So this would be great. Yeah. I'm gonna be a guest speaker on the East Coast. That's why, or a guest teacher. That's why I thought you were gonna be. This is mostly East Coast, and so that's why for Yoga for Athletes. That's what I was gonna be doing. I was just gonna see.
Where will you be appearing? Where will you be speaking?
I'm going to be appearing in New Providence, New Jersey at Yoga Essence Studio, and I'm going to be teaching a Yoga for Athletes and a Vinyasa class Saturday the 28th. So I was thinking, try to hopefully get a draw of people that are interested in the book that would like to try to take my class and see my style of yoga a little bit. So
I need at least three listeners to show up and scream Superhuman Radio at the beginning of her talk so that she understands the reach of this show.
Yeah,
there you go.
Definitely.
We need at least three people to just Superhuman Radio. That's it. That's all you have to say. Yeah, and then everybody sit down and listen. There you go.
And come and meet me at Yoga Essence Studio. That'd be awesome. I would love that.
Very cool. All right, listen, cool. Take care.
Hey, you too. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right, so there you have it. That's the entire show today. I don't have a last half hour guest, so we're going to end a little early today. So you have so much more time now to get to the gym and train. You know, for the first year and a half, maybe 2 years, I used to close the show by saying, muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today. And I thought it was hokey. When I would say it begrudgingly. I had the ability to force myself to do things that I really didn't want to do, even though I thought I sounded like a jerk. But now that I look back at it, it's really one of the truest statements, and it's paying us all off, because when we look at research about health span and lifespan, we find out that those of us who focus on building muscle fare so much better, even when we get diseases, than the people who don't. So I guess in honor of 11 years, I'm going to close the show by saying muscle is metabolic currency, so please get into the gym
and make a deposit every day this week. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.